Wow, it's late. Well, it's 1:10 in the morning. And what have I been doing? Weirdly, like a star on a predestined path, I've done a couple of things I always do when I've had a lot to drink, and which intrigue me. And they're generally watching a couple of videos. And they're videos I watch occasionally. They must mean something so fundamental to me. But over the last 3 months, I've been hit repeatedly with some heavy physical and mortal news. Two of my members of my family have been diagnosed with cancer. Two members of my family have had heart failure. Very close members of my family. It's like the Grim Reaper is ramping up. But I'm still watching these videos. In the midst of the very serious and inescapable facts of human life, these videos still mean something to me. And even though we laughed about it tonight, the fact that I get pissed and I watch these two videos and I idolize, they must mean something so fundamental to me that I need to unlock this secret to level up as a human being. One of the videos is these are both on YouTube, by the way. One is Be My Wife by David Bowie, which is an awful title, I think. But I think it's from Low. It's one of those Berlin-era David Bowie albums. And he just looks so odd. Like a Polish housewife, I think someone said in one of the comments. That stuck with me. The fact that I played it the other day and my 5-year-old son retreated to the other end of the room saying he didn't like his mouth said it all. But this was David Bowie at his peak, a human being dressing and acting like no one had ever seen. The other video is something I just constantly come back to, which waters me and nurtures me and makes me laugh and just makes me happy. And it's Bob Dylan, the San Francisco interview, I think it's 1966, where the guy is just a little man in a suit, very polite, mad hair, smoking constantly and having fun with it, but an intensely intelligent and funny young man. So I guess if I had to explain it, those two videos, the reason they mean so much is I value intelligence, I value originality, I value not giving a shit what anyone thinks about you. But in tandem with that, I value honesty and courtesy and thoughtfulness. And when you've been hit with the kind of news I've been hit with 4 times at least in the space of less than a year, those values, those behaviours foreground themselves as the ultimate hope for the human race.